Bezorbeg's Expeditionary Journal by Bezorbeg. The Journal of a Failed Expedition to a Dwemer Ruin. Day 1. Our first hours in Arkindaleft proved largely fruitless. We were ambushed by some pale orcs. They seemed completely mad. Lost a few of the sellswords we hired. Jermin and Glurbasha are convinced the place is cursed. Fools. If the place wasn't dangerous, there'd be nothing of value inside. I'm glad Durand is in charge. He wants to press on. So we press on. Day 2. A strange day, but a productive one. Still no explanation for what drove the pale orcs mad. We saw more of them, but they skittered away from us, hiding in the glacial portions. Good riddance. Amazing how dwarven constructs seem to last forever. Several have frozen solid, but a few are still humming along. We expected them to attack, but they ignored us. It's as if we weren't even here. Occasionally, I feel like they are looking at me, but when I turn, they move along. Durand forbade us from studying the constructs. Don't give them a reason, he said. It salts my ire that he's right. Day 3. We know why the ruin is melting. Someone was here after the Dwemer, likely for a very long time. It's hard to make out their intentions, but the research materials scattered about the place suggest an extensive team of mages who required vast amounts of thermal harmonic power for their purposes. We've collected everything we could for later study. Durand is losing it. One minute, he's arguing with Glurbasha about pressing on. The next, he's jumping at the smallest sound. He keeps saying the ruin is alive, that the walls are watching us. He needs to get some sleep. Day 4. Separated from Durand and the others after the pale orcs attacked. Leaves me in charge of 2 mercenaries. I don't even know their names, but they answer to you. Good enough for me. I told them about the thermoharmonic valve we saw on the way here, and ordered them to close it. The pressure seals the door, just like Durand said. Release the valve. The door opens. I'll wait by the door until they release the valve. Once inside, I'll see if I can find out why all this pressure is directed into one room. Day 5. It wasn't enough. The door lost pressure, but it still wouldn't budge. An hour later, the pressure restored itself. The mercenaries never returned. Did they run? Were they killed? The constructs are watching me now, coming closer. Perhaps if I'm very still, they won't...